Hey guys, we've got a guest today. Her name's Jackie.
Hey guys.
Or Jaquay, whichever you prefer.
Yes, Jaquay is a longtime viewer of mine on my Twitch stream. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about her career, how she got into it. And that's kind of actually this episode's topic, basically careers and, you know, what everyone aspired to be when they were younger. So let's get into it. And then we got our boy, yeah. Little Trey Trey.
The Trey.
Trey Talk.
Yes.
Awesome. We're going to All right, guys, usually in the beginning, as we do in some episodes, we're going to do a quick real estate market, how it's doing. So just to kind of get into it quick, basically real estate-wise for me today, talking about what I did, is still doing a lot of rentals. And as rentals come out of the holidays, I feel like that's when it gets kind of crazier. They say that a lot of people, even buyer-wise and seller-wise, kind of look in the holidays. You'll have a lot of, like, serious people kind of out there, you know, more than waiting for the holidays to finish. They're actually looking and actively looking around that time. Today, my day was a little hectic. I've actually started to do rentals in Brooklyn, which usually go pretty quick as well. They don't have any questions on real estate for, like, the market right now. To kind of keep me going.
So you work in sort of like New York, right?
Yes. My office is in Staten Island.
How's this year going for like the overall market? Like, how's the
From the year base? Yeah, with COVID, yeah. It definitely affected a lot of stuff. A lot of things was virtual, and we actually in New York couldn't even show it. Like, was almost non-essential for some reason. So that actually hit us pretty hard. But houses, surprisingly, are doing like really good right now. I mean, in New Jersey, there's houses like freaking going for above asking, bidding wars. Even in Staten Island a little bit. A couple of houses I brought my buyers to see. Within the next week, they were already in acceptance with an offer. So I'm kind of getting to see a lot of houses going fast since I'm actually working with buyers right now. So I'll literally check out a house. I checked one out actually last Sunday. I called the agent on Monday saying, hey, my buyers would be interested. He's like, yeah, we actually took an acceptance literally like last night. So the market's really good.
Nice.
Surprisingly, with COVID and kind of like I was getting to in the beginning, like with the holidays, especially with all the rentals I do, it'll slow down. But as it goes up, you know, after the holidays, you'll see a lot more people kind of coming back, you know, for the new year.
Yeah. Any potential news for the upcoming future? Possibly any like ups or downs that you might foresee?
You know, it's always kind of due for a down, but I don't know. Just with seeing everything right now, I think it's pretty much going to stay doing well. Even right before I got into real estate, I know it was doing like insane. Like everyone was like, oh, it's going to pop. It's going to go down. And it still really hasn't since then. So I'm not too sure, you know, with like how long it would take or anything like that. But I think just right now with the state of things, a lot of people are moving out of New York and moving to New Jersey, even Brooklyn to Staten Island. So you're kind of having like a pattern of people leaving. That's why the house prices are going up, because people know there's a demand.
Yeah.
So at least that's me in New York. You know, I know Colorado, it's really good, just to throw a random state out there. I had a couple of my friends, he's in the army, he lives out there. And same thing, houses are going above asking. So it's getting a little crazy, definitely.
Yeah. I was looking at houses over there for a little while. It seemed like a pretty good spot.
In Colorado?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I just feel like it's very up and coming, you know. So you could have a lot of that going on, definitely.
Yeah. All right. Should we move on to the next topic, or do you have anything else to say on it?
Yeah, I think we're good to go. I mean, all in all, the market's doing really good right now, and definitely, hopefully, it stays this way because. It keeps me in business. But yeah, I think we'll get right into the next segment.
All right.
I actually do have a question.
Okay.
Sure, absolutely, John. Right?
What are some of the challenges that you experience with real estate? And what have you learned? And what do you think you can utilize going forward with COVID? How did it change your game plan for real estate?
Sure. To get into it kind of quick, you know, since we get on to the next. Difficulties definitely dealing with people that aren't serious, you know, but being ready to go, especially I do so many rentals and just dealing with like very unqualified people that are almost out to get you. for no reason. I'll deal with a lot of that. The laws are just constantly changing. Even with the housing market, again, there's a lot of emotions that go into selling a house, and that kind of gets in the way. So really just on a people difficulty, I feel like would be a big obstacle. Because again, you could sell a $1 million house, seller's all good, ready to go. And there's times like the seller just say could back out of it. Same thing with a rental. I had a lease signing last Sunday, and that morning, maybe 10 minutes before, she backed out, saying her boyfriend felt like it was rushed. So that's definitely a difficult thing. The change with COVID, I feel like I've at least gotten more into like doing video walkthroughs. So if someone is really interested, I'll be like, okay, watch the video. If you really like it after that, we'll set up, something to do that way, you know? Gotcha. And that's pretty much it. I still love it, but it definitely has its ups and downs.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Okay, I have a question to move on to the next segment. As you know, I am in high school.
Sorry, real quick. Okay. Mercenary in chat says, I have to ask with what I heard in New York, or the New York governor says that reopening will happen, but do you think it'll change the housing market by chance?
Like actually reopening?
Yeah, do you think that'll affect
the... No, so yeah, so thankfully with real estate, what happened was they closed it, it wasn't essential, then it became essential, and it pretty much opened back up right when we got out of like that big quarantine. So yeah. Since then, everything's been kind of okay. I feel like right now the biggest things are like restaurants taking a hit and like entertainment / things like you can't do. But real estate's been fine. It's pretty much, I'd say, 100% open. We do have rules, like you can't have like 10 people in a house at one time. Yeah. Other than that, the market is kind of good now after that, you know, that COVID.
Okay, that's good. All right, as you were saying, Trey?
Yes, as kids, for you three who are, of course, adults, what were your aspirations as a kid compared to now?
I wish I wasn't. Yeah, I'll let you go first, you know, since I kind of...
All right. Really... Was it growing up, I never really had like a big plan on what I wanted to do. I never really wanted like a normal job though. I feel like that was like sort of my main like guideline. Like I never wanted like a retail job or like a desk job or anything like that. I more wanted something like creative. Mm-hmm. So I was hoping for like something like content creator. Something
like what exactly we're doing right now.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to follow the path that I want.
Absolutely.
Dream.
What about you, Trey?
For me right now, exactly what we're doing. I'm like him. I don't really want to have a normal job. If this falls through, I know I have computer programming on my side and coding.
That's cool. Yeah.
But,
that's definitely good to have.
Otherwise, I'm going to try to do this.
That's awesome. Well, good luck. We got to keep the grind, definitely. For me, when I was little, I always wanted to be a veterinarian. Literally, bro. Like, kind of like, you know, basic.
Yeah,
I did love animals. I still do. Definitely kind of got away with that. And then that's really it. I mean, other than that, I can't think of anything that I genuinely like really wanted to do. I mean, of course, this is so like when I was younger. And then as I got older, still for a while, though, like then once I hit high school, I wanted to join the army. Very close. I had like my mom was like I was seven, still like 16, 17. So when you're 17, both your parents need to sign. Almost had that. Then I don't know, I just kind of was like, yo, honestly, I feel like I just can't leave like this life in Staten Island as much as like everyone hates it here. And my friend, he actually joined, and no one really thought he was gonna. Nice. So he joined. He got into like some fucking trouble, kind of like had to join. So I kind of saved him, and he's the one that lives in Colorado. Shout out to Willie. So then that kind of changed. And from there, just relationship wise and things happening, I actually just pretty much got into real estate from there. And that's pretty much what I do now. And I've always been streaming since like 2015. And that's kind of always what I wanted to do in the background, like YouTube and Twitch. And I just kind of like love Twitch. And, you know, this is definitely what I wish I could do full time, you know?
Yeah.
I just always liked having like those people and like people just to kind of talk to and hang out with, you know?
Yeah. It's definitely on the more fun spectrum of jobs.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's basically self-employed, you know?
Yeah.
It's based on your own schedule, which I like about this. That's pretty much it. Like, what about you guys, too? with like college and everything like that. Did you guys think about going to college? And
what about Jackie? What about you? As a child, what did you aspire
college,
to do?
Yes. So I'll start with the college part.
Wait, sorry, real quick. Mercenary asks what you were trying to do in the army when you were thinking of joining.
So when I was in the army, I really would have just been like basic infantry. But even back then, like I was just had such like a kid mindset. Like I probably should have even gone to some type of field. But yeah, just like active duty, like infantry. That was kind of what I would have been doing, you know. But even then, I feel like if you join the army, it's always good to get into some type of field. So at least you have that when you come out. Or, you know, you're more like of a specialized soldier. Like going in, being like a mechanic, engineer, you know. That's kind of,
yeah,
I think a better fit.
Okay. And sorry for interrupting. Jax, what were you saying?
You're fine. Yeah. So college, yes. When I graduate from high school, I definitely wanted to go into college. You know, that was something I wanted to do, kind of have a set, you know, career. I got into business administration because it was flexible. I will say at first I wanted to be a teacher. I did take a couple of courses for about the first semester and found out it just wasn't me. So that's what drove me into business administration. In my opinion, it's a very flexible degree. It can be basically applied anywhere.
That's awesome.
What I liked about it.
Awesome.
And then I went for my bachelor's. And I went because of my cousin at the time. He encouraged me to do it. And so we actually ended up going to school together on the same day, same time, by accident.
Oh, wow.
He was going for his master's. I was going for my bachelor's. It's kind of bittersweet because by the time I was able to graduate, he had already passed away. So I had basically completed my goal and graduated for him. And so that was just a bittersweet thing that I was able to do for the family, for him. And then when I got my bachelor's, at that time, I was already in the healthcare field. I decided to go into the healthcare field. Basically, I had first started to be in banking, and then it drove me into basically where I'm at now. Not to go into too much detail until towards the end. But yeah, that's just kind of where I'm at right now.
Awesome.
Nice.
Sounds like a good path.
So basically, right when, like, so, you know, to get back, you had already graduated?
I was already in healthcare by the time I graduated with my bachelor's, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
Nice. Yeah.
Hold on, guys. I'm just setting this up.
Okay.
What's good is when I mute on this, it won't pick up the audio, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not too bad. So at least we can kind of talk to our streams as well while we're doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that every child should go to college or a technical school?
I feel like it highly depends on the kid and what they're trying to do. Especially nowadays, like in the U.S. at least, like the price of going to college is so high that you have to have a good like plan going into it or some kind of setup for it before you decide, and you have to know what you want to do. Otherwise, it's not worth it, in my opinion.
I think with the job market the way it's at, like a lot of employers and, you know, the technical areas and stuff like that really do value and seek out people who have degrees.
Yeah.
And in fact, I've noticed lately that even my bachelor's degree is now slowly becoming like an associate's level degree, where more and more employers are looking for masters. So that's something to also take into consideration, you know. Do I think everyone needs to go into college? No. My sister is a good example. She didn't go to college. She tried it out, didn't like it, but now she's an assistant manager at a vet clinic and she loves it. So it's college is not for everybody. As long as you're able to do the best you can and apply what you have and resources and have a good path, then yeah, I think you'd be set.
That sounds like a good assessment.
Best, what do you think?
I'm here, guys. I feel like college, definitely. I actually have gone to college a little bit too. I didn't really go to like a serious one. I feel like the one thing is college, I feel like, is also an experience, or that's one thing I wish I did, like go like away to college. That would be kind of cool. But now with the times changing, it's like so different, you know. It's like, that sucks, like all these seniors last year that were going to go to college and go away, and now they basically, that got ruined, you know, with COVID, and that took away a lot of the experience of it. But yeah, I mean, I think like it definitely is, has a little bit of a system to it, in my opinion, like where it is a lot of money, but it's hard. You know, if you could try and do your own thing, then it's awesome. But it's always, sometimes I feel like good just to kind of have a little bit of a background to fall back on, you know, but at the same time, you don't want to put yourself into debt in which when you come out, you're not even going to have a job that's going to be able to pay it, you know?
Yeah. In the same vein, Mercenary has been mentioning like trade schools and how that's also a viable path. And I feel like that's
true. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
If I decide to go into coding, I'll probably go to a trade or technical school and just get a certification or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even certifications are really good too.
Yeah, because I mean that can take me pretty far, having that certification.
Yeah. In fact, a lot of like areas that I kind of want to go into require certification, so it's something I'm gonna have to kind of see what I want to do and go from there, you know. So yeah, but regarding like the debt, I think the smartest thing, kind of like what I have seen other people do, is try to have an already good established job. You know, I have school loans myself, obviously. But the school loan people in the past, from my experience, are willing to work with you. And which is good, especially in certain situations, if you don't like, you know, get paid enough to make payments or whatever, you can work with them. Yeah, you're in debt, but you know, with the right degree and the right path, as long as you know what you're doing, I think it's worth it in the end, because it moves you further up into, you know, certain areas of companies.
That's true. I feel like as long as you are, so you have these student loans, Jackie, and now you are able to, your job is good enough to where you're able to kind of take care of them?
Yes. Okay. But I will say, with the COVID, they've actually deferred it. So okay. I actually haven't paid my student loan since August.
Yeah, so kind of, all right.
And so, yeah, so it really worked out. Now, I will say, once COVID probably ends, I probably will assess it back. And then I will just adjust accordingly. But, yeah, I have been able to pay rent and my school loan perfectly fine, within the scope of, you know, cost of living and expenses and stuff like that. So
sure.
It's not impossible. They'll work with you, and they will even lower your school loan payment depending on how much income you make a year. You just show them, hey, I only make this much. They say, sure. Okay, are you okay to pay that much? And you can just pay that much.
All right. That's not that bad, actually, then.
Mm-mm. So I chose not to go to college, so I don't know a whole lot about it. I keep seeing people online talk a lot about how, like, they've been paying off their debt for, like, decades, and it's, like, more than they started with. Is that, like, a common occurrence, or is that sort of, like, a, like, out of the ballpark figure?
That's not common. That probably means they deferred it for so long that they let the interest build up, and now they're probably paying triple than what the original school loan was for.
Okay, because I've been seeing that a lot, and that has, like, influenced my view on it.
Yeah, if you defer your school loan, the smartest thing to do is to pay something on it, whether it be $100 a month, $200 a month, $50 a month, pay something on it while you're in deferment. It is worth it. It pays on the interest, and it's paying something. So that way, when you come back, you're not coming back to double what your school loan was.
Sure.
It's just smart. Based on from other people's experience, just pay something on it. And if you can't pay the payment, just work with them. The school loans for me are broken up into two different sectors. There's the federal, there's the Department of Education. So I all pay my school loan one lump payment, but the loan people, Sallie Mae and or Navinet, pay my payment separately to those different loan people. So it's just split into two different loans, at least for me it is. And it tells you what part of your payment is going where and how much. And they give you a breakdown of like the interest. They give you a breakdown of how long it's going to take to pay off your school loan if you just pay the payment that they ask you to pay. And if you call them, they usually do work with you. And as long as you're paying something, they might send letters saying, hey, you need to pay your school loan. You're going to go into a delinquent status. But as long as you're paying something, they really can't technically send you to collections. So, usually, if you just communicate with them, they're pretty cool about it.
That's good. So there's a lot of support network that like you don't hear about a
There is,
lot.
yeah, to a
Yeah.
certain extent. I mean, obviously, you can't just not pay your loans without talking with them.
Yeah.
Obviously, you do have a loan to pay, and even if you file for bankruptcy, you still have your school loan. But the best thing you can do is just be open and, push comes to shove, you just pay, I don't know, $10 a month, something, towards it. And maybe start off just going for certificates. Maybe just start off going for just associate's degree, Go to community colleges. Sometimes community colleges are much
Yeah,
cheaper
that's
than
pretty much. I went
universities.
to a SUNY, in New York State
Yeah.
College. So
Yeah.
I also got a lot of financial aid because at first it was under my mom.
Exactly. Yeah.
So under my mom, she didn't make enough money to where like it looked like she could pay it, So it was kind of
Yeah.
like, all right, you actually sometimes get the extra financial aid, which is pretty good too.
Exactly. Yeah, I actually did get financial aid, which helped,
Yeah.
but it was one of those things I had to pay it back. So, apply for grants. Take the time to apply for
Awesome.
grants. Apply for as many grants as you feel like you can apply for. Apply for scholarships too. Especially coming out of college or out of high school, best time to do it.
Absolutely.
So yeah, just
Awesome.
utilize what you can to your advantage.
Definitely.
And even if you just go for 2 years, it's better than nothing. So.
Yeah.
That's
Okay.
awesome. Now, Jack, have you ever had any like funny like kind of workplace stuff going on? Any office romances that DJ doesn't know about?
You mean funny like work stories? Yes, I have
Yeah,
a bunch
basically.
of them.
Like stuff that
Yeah.
goes on where you
Wait,
work and
we're
stuff.
not there yet. We're not there yet. We're
Okay.
not there yet. We do need to move on to the next segment soon.
Okay, go ahead.
Where did you guys see yourself? Where do you want to be in the future?
So what segment are we on right now? Because I'm
We're on
fucking
number
lost.
three.
I thought we already covered this. We're on number three.
Wait.
Wait. Yeah, that was when Beth talked about like
I thought we
the
were kind of like
armory.
just you know what I'm saying, like
Okay,
fucking
well, where do
orders
you
and
guys
like
want to be in the future
general
from now?
guidelines.
Where do you
Yeah,
want to
like we
be?
got it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Where do you want to be in the future now? Like, where do you guys see
Oh yeah.
yourself in like 10,
Family.
20 years from now?
Dead.
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 Same.
Dead?
On
Come on,
a
guys.
fucking private island.
Do you
Do
want
you want me to put
on a
myself
private island,
on a
dead.
private
In an
island on
obituary
that
in the commercial
side?
news.
Rich and famous on a private island, but dead.
But dead.
Yeah.
Dead. Buried. Buried.
Yeah, buried underneath a cemetery.
Hiding my like fortune as a pirate treasure in like a booby-trapped hole in the middle of my private island for other people to go try to find after I'm dead in the upcoming
Yes.
years.
I would actually do that. Yo, honestly,
I wanna
if
have
I
one of
get to the
them.
point where I could do that, bro, I'm doing an elaborate fucking treasure hunt to find the treasure that's buried
Imagine
on me and
someone's
just
dildo
the
at the end.
first person dies, like booby trap, boom, done. Second person wins it all. That'd be my thing. It'd be like a whole deep
I would
meaning
just
and
have
shit
like a
like that.
box, and then when you open it, it's just like a dildo.
Okay.
Like a purple
Yeah.
dildo.
You know
I think
that's
it's cool.
fair. That's fair.
Yes.
That's his
Yeah.
fame and fortune right
This is my
there. All right.
treasure.
I do like a hybrid. I do a hybrid here. My first booby trap is gonna be dropping a Moby Huge on someone from 20 feet up.
All right. All right. You don't gotta
Yes,
hurt.
yes, yes,
Yep,
yes.
I think that'll work. I think that'll do the trick. If not, it'll at least scare them away enough.
Until Bella Delphine comes into the picture.
Yeah.
Fucking takes a home with her.
Now, again, it's our second episode. We're still getting everything organized, bro. I barely have my fucking stream organized. Going forward, I think I got it down now. But
you don't have your stream ever organized, best.
Listen, I feel like... But it's raunchy. Like, that's what makes it fun, you know?
Oh, it's definitely raunchy. I was not used to it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, oh, it's definitely fun. She says, you know, she goes, oh, it's definitely fucking raunchy. Like, I don't care. Like, I'd rather have a stream like that than I go in the guy's not even reading chat. He's like this pro player that doesn't even know what the fuck, like, chat is. He's, like, playing like a fucking sweat. But, look, I feel like we could do the topics that we have and just kind of vibe off them. But I think the segment thing is definitely important. Like, we do, like, that 1, 2, 3, 4 will be, like, important. But once we're in, like, the fourth segment, we could just kind of say anything we've, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, segments, we can't go back. But topics, we could just go all over, you know? Yeah. So what do you guys think? We're in that fourth segment now?
Yeah.
No, third.
Yeah. We're still in that. Trey's stuck in his fucking third segment. No, he's
stuck. Wait, okay, so we went over the second segment.
Yeah, Trey might be like really wish he went to fucking college or something. Or no, he's not. He's going to college.
Ourselves, and we just joked around saying dead on a private island.
Yeah. We didn't do over where you guys want to see yourselves.
No, that's where I want to be. That's where my life lies.
Oh my god.
That's where my fucking future lies.
Jake Quellen.
I don't want to be dead on a private island with you guys, so I'm going to pass on that future.
Where do you want to be?
Where do you want to be?
Yeah, where do you want to be?
I would like to be, personal life, my own home, hopefully, in 10 years. I don't know how it's going to go.
Well, Jackie, are you serious?
All right, that's a whole other topic, though. Let's practice not getting off topic. I could have elaborated on that. You definitely. I meant like I could have been like, oh, let me get you a house.
Okay,
you know, yeah. We could have gotten into real estate.
Career-wise, I want to see myself in an analyst or like a project management position for sure. Ooh. I want to go into other areas of healthcare, and kind of see what like even like HR too. That'd be kind of cool, you know.
Like Toby from The Office.
Yeah. Except cooler and not so mundane.
He's cool.
That's the way to do it. You want to be the
he's so boring.
You want to be Holly.
Holly.
Exactly. You want to be a Holly, and then Michael is DJ.
Yeah.
Stand
perfect. All right.
That's a good life plan. Yeah, she looks pretty happy.
Okay, now we can move on to the fourth segment.
Oh my god. Thank you, Trey. I'm stuck in the fucking third segment for all his fucking
time. Oh, wait, no, there's another thing. How do you feel about... Oh, shit, we already went over that. Okay, the fourth segment. All right, we're going to go over the guest and her career and what she does. So, what is your career?
So, my career is my...
Didn't we do this?
No.
Oh, wait, we didn't exactly what she does.
All right.
Let her speak.
Bess, you're ruining my groove here.
Yeah, she's got the flow. You're just like
okay. What is your career? What do you do?
My career is essentially focused in the healthcare profession. I work for a healthcare provider. We help patients with infusions. We treat them for chemotherapy, any kind of infections. Severe like UTIs, anything that is, you know, could possibly be life-threatening and can be treatable through an infused medication, whether it be an antibiotic or a IVIG or immunoglobulin drug. We treat the patients for that. Some of our patients, this is their last chance to have a decent life, so it's pretty important. Some of our patients are malnourished, so some of them are on enteral therapy, and we provide that as well. Go ahead.
Okay. My grandfather, who I've lived with forever, recently passed away. He was in hospice, and nobody else could come and take care of him, so I had to step up as a 15-year-old and take care of him. And, I see a lot of shit, and I understand, like, what you're saying. I'm like the two dumbasses above us.
like once you said infuse it, I was like superpower. Then you said chemotherapy, I was like, oh my god, like Oh my god. Oh my god,
I was so fucked.
Yo, we're so
okay. No, I was just
sorry. Bro. Oh my god. Jackie's going out like a fucking punk show, like trying to do a serious fucking interview.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my god. The second you say like infusion, it's like superpowers, that's sick. And then you're like
chemotherapy and malnourishment and shit.
So again, like honestly, like serious a little bit as well. We gotta make this fun too. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
podcast myself.
I'm so sorry.
Before we start doing the podcast though, I started to listen to more podcasts. Like even in the car, like when I'm not bumping fucking hardcore screamo shit and rap, like I kind of just listen to like a nice podcast and it's actually relaxing. Yeah. Like on like a long trip, it's almost like you're watching a show, you know, like listening.
I don't know if this one's relaxing.
I don't think it's relaxing.
It's dark. It could get dark. You know, I want to have like many sides to this podcast going forward, yeah. You know. Again, it's our second episode. I'm hoping by like the 10th episode, we kind of got it down, you know, like we'll give ourselves to the 10th. Like that 11th one better be fucking like. Reporting live, like we better be
reporting live,
like very professional, you know.
Wait, Delph,
what the
Delph, say it.
Is that, bro?
Delph, say
what
the
it. Fuck is, I'm just seeing like little fur
reporting
coming
live,
fucking crotch.
whoa,
are you fucking humping her?
Okay,
it's
humping
his cat.
Yeah, what are you holding it like it's a fucking bag of oranges? So no, I like as we're talking kind of before we set this up and we were gonna do the interview. Oh my god. Jackie's basically like the administrative part of, you know, the hospital and healthcare working and like insurance and stuff like that. Yeah. I know for me, it was my annoying insurance. Actually, there was like a whole year, I think like me, my mom, my sister didn't have insurance. I was like 16. I don't know, you know, my mom didn't
take over
shit. I literally didn't have insurance. It was
so
fucked up. So it's
back
good
to the person we're actually interviewing.
I was just saying, getting it ready, like of what Jackie does. Look, I was elaborating on what she said she does.
Yeah. What made you pick
superpowers?
Trey, you sure you don't want to go back to segment 3?
Yeah, actually.
How do you feel, Jack?
Let's do segment 3 now.
All right.
So, how do you feel about college?
No, we're not.
No,
going
no,
back.
I thought you were saying.
Okay.
About college.
What made you pick this career that you're doing?
So again, guys, hold on real quick. I just want to make sure while we're streaming this, I can mute the Discord call, and that's out of the podcast, basically, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Got it. So just to make sure, I think that's what we should do. You know, so we try and cut that out as much as possible.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're really gonna, unless they say something.
So somebody starts talking.
If they want to say something that goes into the podcast, obviously not. But you know what I'm saying? Like, to just say random shit. All right, let's do it. What happened, Trey?
What made you pick that career, even though you're already explaining it?
So what made me pick this career was in the position I was in about 10 years ago, I wasn't happy. I was working for a law firm. It was kind of a dead-end job. And so my ex at the time actually worked for a healthcare provider. And he told me that, hey, they're hiring. So I was like, okay.
Wait,
so
who's he's hiring?
No.
Whoa! No! Bro! Oh
do
my
not
god,
scream.
I thought there was a ghost in the back of this dude's fucking thing. Bro, no, I just see like this black shadow walks right past you, bro. Holy shit.
Best, don't scream. Best, you can't scream. You gotta keep this chill.
Best keeps doing shit and I'm already giggly.
Best, we gotta make this professional, okay?
I'm so sorry.
We're gonna be here till 7 o'clock because of Best. Stop it. Focus, Best.
I'm ready.
Alright.
Gloomy okay. Gobbler.
So, my ex, at the time, he was working for a healthcare provider. And the law office job I was at was a dead-end job. So he said, hey, why don't you apply at this position? They're hiring a bunch of people. I was like, sure, no problem. So I got in, and that was my first experience of healthcare, and I really liked it. I thrived in it. It was a DME provider, and I did authorization. So I was there for about 4.5 years, And it actually ended up being a work-at-home position. But unfortunately, it was getting pretty stressful. The demands of the work were increasing. I just wasn't able to keep up, and I just felt very run down. And also, I just felt very underappreciated. So the company I'm with now actually has been acquired a couple of times. And so I actually had people that worked for the company, and they said, "Why don't you try applying?" And I was like, "Sure." So they actually put in letters of recommendation for me, and that furthered in my healthcare experience. I've been in healthcare for 10 and a half years,
Wow.
and I just, it's a constant, reliable growth to be in. It's ever changing. It's always challenging, and it's rewarding to help patients. Even though they don't see us, how we help them, or they don't know that, hey, we're actually verifying benefits for you. It's just rewarding feeling to know that we've taken care of a patient, that we're able to service them and make their lives better. So that's what's inspired me to stay in healthcare. And being a supervisor has its challenges. The interactions with team members, how you, coach and develop, how you career path for others, how you handle certain challenges and obstacles senior leadership may bring to you, that the team, when you communicate, may really not like you after that. But
You ever
it's
like
not your
fight someone,
fault,
like
you
brawl
know?
out right on the floor?
Yeah, so no, I mean, it's more like you're in a room and they kind of just start yelling at you, in a sense. How do you stay professional and you can't yell at them back, you
Now,
know?
you guys don't work at the hospital, right? Because you're like the,
No, we
you're more
I
like an
work for
office.
a healthcare provider, and we
Gotcha.
work with the
Now, wait,
hospital to
how long have you
service
been
the
doing
patient.
that?
How long I've been doing that? I've been
Yeah.
doing it for, well, in the co current company now, I've been doing it for 5.5 years, but I've been in the
Yeah,
healthcare
total.
provider profession for 10.5 years, almost
Damn.
going on 11. So yeah.
So 2010, right? About? Okay. That's awesome. All right. Now, you did go to college for that, as you were saying. You want to kind of
Yeah, I did.
you
I
but
went
you
to,
didn't you didn't were you already out of college when you had this job come up, or
Yes, actually I
you went
was.
back? Oh, okay.
By the time I got my lead position, I had already been halfway through my college degree, and I did tell them that I was going for a bachelor's, and they really liked that. And I will say, me getting the lead position probably was one of the pivotal moments in my career, because it put me in a position of experiencing leadership roles, responsibilities.
Sure.
And it changed the dynamics of me and the team, because there was some animosity, you know. People within the team applied for that job, and when they saw that I got it, there was that sense of, the fact that I was able to tell them, please do this, please do this. And some of them didn't like it, and I had to work with that. So I learned a lot when I was a team lead. Fortunately, I had a great supervisor. He's now the director of one of our departments, so I still communicate with him, but he mentored me a lot in my lead role, and I think that's definitely helped me in my supervisor role. In my supervisor role, I've had to learn as I go, and it has its challenges, and I've also had to help other supervisors within our department learn things, and how you organize, create different processes and plans for the team, how you keep the team engaged and motivated. So it's a challenge, but it's also rewarding too. So it has its pros and cons.
Good. Do you have any good workplace stories at all that you could share with us?
Think we can talk
Have you had
about
to like have to
that.
spank any like the you know?
So I do have a few. So we had this team member that I
Spanking?
used to actually, huh?
You have a few spankings?
No, I
Spank
don't have a
people?
few spankings. Sorry to disappoint you.
Are you allowed to do that at the workplace?
No, Bess. Bess, if you ever apply at my company, I am not hiring you.
Is that discrimination?
Yeah, but what if he just wants to get spanked by you feel me?
Exactly.
Now, honestly, just real quick, Crusher said, just to kind of think, I think this is good in the stream. Like Crusher said, he always thought you were just like a mother figure who cared for everyone, but healthcare actually makes much more sense for you now that what you do.
So you literally care for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I do.
Now, what if someone's insurance gets denied? Like, you just kick them out?
Say what?
What if someone's insurance gets denied? You kick them out?
We work with the patient and the insurance. It depends. Like, if it's at the time of when the referral comes in, we'll let the patient know, hey, sorry, XYZ, or it may be that we're on par. I mean, I can't go, like, into too many details, but it's just one of those things where we do strive to work with that patient, and we do help them and triage them.
I have a question. Why do they upcost everything? Doesn't the hospital, like, upcost everything for the insurance that doesn't even pay that whole thing anyway, right? Like, why is everything so expensive?
Because it depends on what agreement they have with the insurance.
You ride an ambulance, it's like $1 million, right?
Yeah. It depends on what agreement they have with the insurance as far as fee schedules, plus taxes, plus payment to employees, plus, you know, any kind of maintenance. It's all billed accordingly. So, like, for us, we have fee schedules, contracts that we have with our payers, and it breaks down what we agreed upon. And sometimes we have to take less than what probably the product is actually worth in order to get that insurance or referral source business. And what I mean by that is some referral source may be preferred, hospitals prefer doctors for big insurance companies. So if we're able to contract with some of those bigger insurance companies, we can get more referral sources, if that makes sense.
Sure, that definitely does. Doubtful, you're right.
I'm sorry, I keep getting a little like the thing from earlier popping back in my head.
Oh my god.
Now, what about anyone? Would you advise people to, like, say, do it, or would you give any advice to anyone that's looking to kind of get into that?
Yeah, I would tell people, if you are motivated, flexible, and can handle different kind of challenges, and have a passion to help other people, I would definitely encourage to go into healthcare. It doesn't have to be on a provider level. It could be on a nurse level. It could be on a, you know, even like a doctor level. It could be on a back office level, kind of where I'm at, or like an intake level. It could be on an accounting level. There's all kinds of different areas you can go into healthcare. It's very lucrative.
Are there any that would not require would require like an associate's or less to get into?
I would say if it's associate's or less, probably like a starting. Like a more like a administrative roles, like front desk, customer service. Yeah. You can start on the job training for nursing, or what they call it, a CN. I can't remember what they call it. It's not a nurse. It's what my friend tried to do. But yeah, there's different areas you can definitely get into with just out of college with just associate's degree. Best thing to do is research, ask your college mate who do they have that coordinates with them, looking for certain things from certain students. Sometimes companies will go to colleges, like healthcare companies, and say, hey, if you have students that have this degree and take this class, let us know, and if they apply, we will look out for them. And sometimes your counselor can even help you out with that.
Okay, that's actually really helpful.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. How do I be the one that like does the spankings and stuff, like when someone acts up in the office?
Yeah, like
do you know about a paddle?
I will hand you a paddle, okay?
Okay.
I'll put you in a room, and I'll put the person on TV, and you can beat the shit out of the TV. Does that make you feel better?
That might work. Might work.
Okay.
Not for me.
Okay. I think it might help if Best was in scrubs. You know, yes. It might help me get
so
into
too.
It more.
Yeah.
I think that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Something like that would work. Look, I'm with it. I think we're good to go. I'm applying for a position right now. So how long have we been going right now? Like, what's our time on here?
44 minutes.
Wow. So, okay. All right.
We've been going for a while.
Yeah, well, we've got last minute to just say...
We've got one last thing. Do you have any advice for people looking to go down?
Okay.
I'm
done.
I mean, I was paying attention. I just didn't realize she was like answering that specifically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Best, you did a really good job at transitioning into him. I noticed that. That was a good job on your part. thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Jackie, for coming on.
Yeah, thank you
and,
for having me.
Wait, I'm like gonna leave all so confused. Wait, what?
Okay. Did a wonderful job transitioning back to number three about 8 times.
So how do you guys feel about college? What are your future aspirations?
Yeah.
So, tell me how you feel.
Yeah, you know, I want to die on a deserted island.
We've already talked about this. Yes.
But no, thank you.
Right. Crusher feels influenced. I think that's all that matters. Yeah, all right, yes. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. Jackie, thank you very much for even hopping on here.
Yes.
I know it was a little last minute. Yeah, kind of gave everyone a whole new idea on a field that I feel like not that many people know of.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
But no, thank
and
you.
Then Louie, is it Lou? Is that his name?
Yeah,
the
Lou.
One that, yeah, he'll give you probably a much more in-depth patient aspect than I can. I think that'd be a good take on it.
Well, Lou is a city worker here in New York.
Oh, I thought he worked for the health. Didn't he work for the healthcare?
Yeah, police.
Police. Oh, okay.
Yes,
gotcha. Okay,
he's
gotcha.
Got a whole. That's a whole thing, you know. A whole
oh,
topic.
That is
so
whole,
yes.
Yeah. Oh God, poor Lou. Oh,
yeah.
Bless
yeah.
His soul.
Bad time for that. So
yeah.
We look forward to that, everybody. We'll try to get him on next show.
Yeah, exactly. We'll set that up episode
yeah.
two. Yeah,
yeah.
Thank you.
Episode three.
We should know is episode 3, 2+1.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
All right. So what would we do here?
I think we're done.
Awesome.
Sweet. Everybody, thank you all for joining. Have a nice day. Everybody say their goodbyes.
Thanks for joining. Had a good time.
Bye, guys.
Peace out, babies.
Thanks.